Picture it. Oh man, if you just had a vision of Sophia from Golden Girls in your mind, my work here is done. Nope, just kidding. But I did just age myself and I'm totally fine with that. And if you have no idea what I'm talking about, well, hey, that's okay too. But picture this. You're driving home from work. You're looking forward to putting your feet up. It's been a long day. Except when you get home, you find the sink piled high with dishes again, even though people are supposed to clean up after themselves. And you realize you have to figure out what's for dinner again, since getting any sort of meal plan in place has proven to be a big waste of time for you every time you've tried it. I guess it's good that you don't have time to sit on the couch since there's still clean laundry all over it, even though you asked people to come take care of their clothing. What could you do in the next 2 weeks to eliminate much of the unending exhaustion you feel every single day so you're not doing all the things for everyone else and losing yourself in the process? Ooh, powerful. You need to listen to this episode of the Intentional Mom Podcast. Well, hey there, I am Jennifer Roskamp, a certified life coach and homeschool mom of nine who is passionate about helping women just like you embrace the here and now while also being focused on creating the life you actually want. In reality, it's not about thinking life will get so much better or so much easier when you fill in the blank. Let's work on creating a life you love now. So let's dive in and get started on redefining Supermom to be someone who is present, intentional, and content rather than perfect in our homes, in our lives, and in our own skin. Let's get started. This is the Intentional Mom Podcast. Wow, what an intro, right? In case you missed it, I'm going to intro it again because I know sometimes people fast forward through the beginning of through the little teaser in the beginning, and I want to make sure you know what we are talking about today. Okay, here's the scenario. You're driving home from work, looking forward to putting your feet up. It's been a long day. Except that when you get home, you find that the sink is piled high with dishes. Again, even though there are people who are fully able and supposed to clean up after themselves. And when you realize you have to figure out for dinner again, you feel all the more exhausted. And of course, getting any sort of meal plan in place has proven to be a huge waste of time for you every time you've tried it. It just does not work. So I guess as you look around, you determine it's actually good that you don't have time to sit on the couch and put your feet up since, well, there's still clean laundry all over it, even though you asked people to come take care of their clothing long ago. What could you do in the next 2 weeks to eliminate much of the unending exhaustion you feel every single day so you're not doing all the things for everyone else and losing yourself in the process? What could you do? Well, we're going to talk about it. We're going to talk about what you can do. When I ask women to describe themselves, how would you describe yourself? Do you know what the number one answer is? Here it is. I feel like I'm a maid. Raise your hand right now if you have ever thought or said that. And if you are driving the car, please do so safely. Raise your hand super quick. I feel like I'm a maid. If you have said this or thought this, raise your hand. But I mean, seriously? I feel like I'm a maid? Like, I get it. There are times when I feel that way too. But that is not who I am. And that is not who you are. So next week, I've got a new challenge. It's called Write a New Chapter. And you can actually sign up for it for free at writeanewchapter.com. But in this challenge, we're going to be talking about uncovering and discovering your purpose again. Redefining who you are based, at least in part, on who you actually want to be. And we're going to be talking in that challenge about the concept of the dream circle. And it's how women and moms can find themselves again. So let me tell you just a little bit about that dream circle here. And if you know me at all, you know I love a good acronym. So you are 100% right if you're thinking that dream, D-R-E-A-M, stands for something. Absolutely, it does. Here's what it stands for. D, desire. What is it you actually want in life? What is it you want for this beautiful, amazing life that you have right in front of you. Are there a bunch of circumstances you wish weren't what they are? Sure. Are there challenges and struggles and maybe even gut-wrenching things you wish were not part of your journey? Absolutely. But what is it that you actually want, even in the midst of all of that? This is also a question I ask women a lot. And do you know what the answer is? The answer that I get most common is actually silence. They don't know. That's why I get silence. Or there might be a little bit of a silence and then I'll get a response like, well, I don't know. I don't know. I guess I'd have to think about it. Again, if that is where your mind went, and if your hand is waving in the air right now because that's where your mind went, you are in good company. Most women don't know. Most women feel lost. Most women are lost, or at least tied up in all of the busyness, all of the responsibilities, all of the task lists, all of the to-dos, all of the lists, all of the places to go, the people to see, the people to take care of, the things to do. We are endlessly tied in knots, and we feel like that is the only place that we can exist. I am never going to be able to pull myself out of all of that. So why would I even think about what I want? Well, the reason you would think about what you want is so that you can bring the best version of yourself to everyone and everything that you are taking care of every day. What is it you want? That's desire. From there, we get to the R. And the R stands for roles. You have a lot of different roles. Think about all the different hats you wear. Those are your roles. You don't necessarily have the exact same roles or the exact same hats every day, and they look different at different times, but you have basic roles that, at least in this season, with what your life looks like right now and for the little bit of space in front of you, you have certain roles that you fulfill. Well, who do you want to be in the roles you have? Again, it's another question that so often I get that deer in headlight stare because women don't know. They haven't thought about it. What do you mean? All I know is I have to be here and do all the things. This is my role. These are my responsibilities in that role. All I know is to go through the motions and do all those things. Well, do you actually want to spend your days just going through the motions, checking things off your list, and actually leaving much of that list probably not checked off and feeling like you're a failure because of it? Well, that's not going to help you bring your best self to anyone or anything. So we're going to talk about how to change that. You need to change that, and you need to give some thought to who is it you want to be in the roles you have. And I'm going to help you identify that and think through that. Don't worry, if these feel like hard questions, that's what the challenge is for. I'm going to help you with that. I'm just telling you about the dream circle here and getting you excited about the fact that, you know what? It doesn't have to be a dream. These things can be your reality. All right, so that's the R. E stands for execution. How do you want to spend your time? That's another hard question. And often what I hear from women is, I don't get to decide how I spend my time. I only have this big, long, never-ending list, never get it done every day list of all the things I have to do, all the ways I have to spend my time. They're all taken for me. They're all decided for me. I don't get to decide how I want to spend my time. Wow, that's not good. We don't want that. So spend some time realizing you do get to decide how to spend some of your time. What do you want to stop putting on the back burner? That's something else to think about. That all falls under the execution piece of the dream circle. How do you want to spend your time? And do not accept the reality that you're probably telling yourself sometimes, or that other people are telling you, which is that you don't have any say-so over that. And that can be something that, that is a truth that you are telling yourself. That's the story that you're telling yourself. And I'm not saying that you're not busy. Believe me, again, homeschooling, mom of nine, I get it. But you have this amazing, beautiful life. I'll say it again. And it is your life to live. And therefore, you get to decide some of the time how you want to spend your time. And we're going to spend some time answering and exploring that question. And if you feel like you don't get to ask that question, well, we will work on that in the challenge too. So that's the E. That brings us to A. A stands for attitude.
Ooh.
And I'm not talking about Miss Bossy Pants, although sometimes we're Miss Bossy Pants. And sometimes we need to be Miss Bossy Pants. Sometimes we need to be Miss Bossy Pants with ourselves, don't we? That's a whole nother conversation. But attitude. How do you feel about yourself?
Ooh.
Do you know how often I hear from women? I feel like I'm a failure. I feel like I'm lazy. I feel like I'm unorganized. We attach all these labels to ourselves. And do you know what? We carry these around like baggage. No wonder it's hard for you to do things. No wonder you feel like you're in survival mode all the time. No wonder you feel like you're in an uphill battle every single day. Well, you're carrying around all these labels, all these thoughts, all these emotions, and guess what? They affect the results you're achieving. That's again, a whole nother thing to explore. And we'll talk about that in the challenge, but how do you feel about yourself? Here's another piece we're going to explore. How do you feel in your relationships with those who matter to you? Relationships take at least two people, but you have a lot of control. You have probably surrendered, especially if you have a difficult or kind of complicated relationship. You have way more control in that relationship than you realize you do. So even in that context, but how do you feel about your relationship with yourself and your relationship with those who matter to you? Attitude. We're going to talk about that. And then the M stands for maintenance. What do cars need? They need maintenance. They need ongoing work. They need to be taken care of. What do homes need? Maintenance. They need to have upkeep. They need to be taken care of. They need to have intentional actions taken in order to keep them fulfilling the duties that they're here to fulfill. Your car is not going to be able to get you to work at some point if you never change the oil. It's not going to. So maintenance talks about what does it look like for you to be healthy? What does that look like for you? And then we talk about how to make it happen as well. But it starts with you knowing, what does that even look like for me? Of course, I can tell you what healthy looks like for me, but that's going to be different for you. So we spend some time exploring, what does healthy look like for me? So that's a little preview of the dream circle. And the dream circle, what it was created for, is what we talk about here so often. It's the concept of getting out of the backseat where life happens to you and getting into the driver's seat where you are the one deciding. That's one of my favorite mantras. I decide. I decide. Now, there's going to be situations and circumstances, events, things that happen that you would not choose. And you can look at those things and you can say, you know what? I don't decide that. I would just as soon not decide that at all. There is nothing about that whole situation I want anything to do with. But there is always this element of our life. There is always these pockets throughout your day where you actually do have the power to decide. But largely, we are unaware of that. Most of us are riding around in the backseat and we have no idea that there's even another option. Usually, we are along for the ride saying, well, I guess this is just the way that it is. I guess this is just the way that I am. I guess I just have to try to endure this or tolerate this. and hopefully it'll be over soon. Or we sit and we wait for external circumstances to make situations better. Well, let me ask you a question. How often does that happen? Not a whole lot. A lot of times we sit and we wait for things to somehow get better or feel better. And we end up sitting and waiting and sitting and waiting. And then ultimately, we end up realizing, you know what? I guess I'm going to have to do something here. And so then we end up taking this delayed action. And so in this challenge, it's uncovering yourself, but it's also going to show you how to also take all these things that you discover about yourself and put them into action, even if you have a complicated life, even if you have limitations, even if you have circumstances that feel like they're strangling you. You can always choose to get out of the backseat and into the driver's seat. And that is what writing a new chapter is all about. Writing a new chapter signifies the idea that you can choose for this or any moment to be your line in the sand moment, where you take back that control and where you say to yourself, you know what? All of those old ways of thinking and doing things, they're still there, and I'm still going to have to work with them at times, and I'm going to have to wrestle my thoughts away from all my old patterns of thinking and all the ways that I used to, all the labels I used to put on myself. I'm going to have to wrestle with those and remember to set them down. I'm going to have to intentionally choose to make, to do things differently. I'm going to have to change the way, and I'm going to have to practice again and again and again, changing the things that I'm doing. That's all part of it. But this challenge is going to equip you to be able to do that more effectively, more quickly, more easily, and with more effectiveness. So again, writeanewchapter.com. Come join us there and learn how to put the dream circle into your everyday life. We'll talk then. Well, wow, that was powerful. And I hope that you are excited to learn more about the dream circle. Come join us in the Write a New Chapter Challenge. It has the power to change your life and to, again, help you draw that line in the sand and say, you know what? This is my whole life story. But this point in time, this is when I chose to write a new chapter. In the next episode, I'll be sharing what might be the most powerful thing that took me out of angry mom mode, which is where I found myself way more than I ever wanted to admit. So I'm going to share that one concept with you, and it's going to help you regain control over your emotions as well. We'll talk again soon.